Hey, good morning, Sower Nation. It is Monday, November the 17th, in the year of our Lord, 2025. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. I know some of you who are watching the video, you're like, does that guy ever change clothes? What does my shirt say? If you're seeing this, I'll just tell those of you who can't see it, it says today, period. And the last time I checked is today again. And so this shirt's always in season. It's my favorite sweatshirt. And I hope someday to be able to get one to you. But that's not for today. Okay? Today we've got good work to do. We're walking through the Word of God, guys. We are coming down to the last furlong of this race. And we're going to make all 89 chapters, God willing. And as the saying goes, in the creek don't rise. So let's begin this week, this day. Jesus is, he's here. He's been waiting on us. He was up early, and he's ready for consecration. So wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today's entry is entitled, it's a question. Does Jesus talk to you? And our text is all day long, John chapter 10. And today we're focusing on verses 7 through 11. Hear now the word of the Lord. So Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." The word of the Lord. Now consider this. I want to reach a little further into the chapter today, John chapter 10. I want to go to verse 27. Where Jesus says these words, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me." What does it mean to listen to the voice of Jesus? On the one hand, I know a lot of people who consider it ridiculous that Jesus would actually talk to people today. On the other hand, I know a lot of people who insist Jesus talks to them constantly and about everything from what to where to go on vacation. What do you think? Does Jesus speak to people today? Does he speak to you? Here's my understanding. Jesus speaks through his word, and Jesus speaks through the Holy Spirit. So how do we know if what we're hearing is actually from Jesus and not just what we want to believe Jesus is saying to us? here are a few guidelines to consider. First, is what you are hearing consistent with what Jesus has already said, as recorded in the Gospels? If what you're hearing is inconsistent with the revelation of Scripture, then you are probably not hearing from Jesus. One of the great gifts of the Gospels is we're given a trustworthy record from which to understand the kinds of things Jesus says. Does what you're hearing sound like what Jesus might say? Second, does what you are hearing create anxiety within you? If so, you might want to question it. The words of Jesus carry peace. They do not create confusion and anxiety. In fact, a sign that Jesus is speaking to us may well be an abiding sense of peace that doesn't even make sense to us. Third, does what you are hearing from Jesus find resonance with the discernment of other believers whom you trust? In my own experience, this conviction is ever deepening. Jesus is always speaking. Why do I believe this? Because every time I manage to get really still and attentive and find myself humbly submitted to Him, I hear His voice. Here's what I don't understand about myself. Why am I not constantly finding this place and posture of listening? And I don't have a good answer. The great Methodist missionary to India, E. Stanley Jones, often referenced his practice of going to his, quote, listening post. It's like he was tying himself like a horse to a post where he would be bound to listen. Here's what I like about that. It demonstrates expectation. I find the more I actually expect to hear from Jesus, the more I actually hear from Him. Let's pray. Abba, Father, thank You for Your Son, Jesus, whose word is truth. Thank You that He continues to speak through His recorded words. And thank You that He speaks to us through the gift of the Holy Spirit. Would You increase our expectation of hearing His voice? And we do pray in Jesus' name. Amen. How about a couple of journal prompts today? What do you think? Does Jesus speak to people today? And how might you, or how are you, cultivating the practice of listening to Jesus? What is He saying to you these days? You know, that's one of the reasons why we read these Gospels is, how are you going to have the mind of another person if you're not listening to them? And we have a chance to, we're immersed right now. We're way into this journey. And you know, the best thing we could do once we cover all the way through John 21 on November the 28th, I think it is. What's the best thing we could do on November 29th? Go back to Matthew 1. This is a beautiful practice. A chapter. We've got a chapter a day. It's basically 90 days. It's you do it four times a year. But you know what? Give yourself a month off. Let's do Advent together. We're going to be joining with Anna Grace Legband and our Advent reader. And maybe pick it back up in January. I'm just saying it's... we want the Gospels. We've brought them to the foreground. And what if we just kind of pulled it back a little bit? And we just kind of started just reading a chapter, just kind of staying immersed. It becomes like the soundtrack. It becomes the background music. It's just playing all the time. This is how you get immersed in his ways, his thoughts, his mentality, his attitude, how he looks at things, how he sees things, thinks about things. And this is what cultivates you to be able to hear from him in any situation, because he will talk to you specifically. I've been learning a practice from a teacher named Jamie Winship, and it's really, really helped me. He just asked Jesus a question. Jesus, what do you want me to know about, and fill in the blank, about this situation I'm in, about my children, about how might I respond to that situation? What do you want me to know about it? And oftentimes I will have my pen in my hand and my journal open, and I'll just start writing, right? I'm not thinking about it. I'm not cogitating or trying to come up with something. I'm just going to let my hand freely write. I'm amazed, y'all, at what will come through my pen. And it's not as surprising. And do I just take it as like, oh, that's gospel, that's Jesus? No, I have a tentative acceptance of it. I'm tentative, but I'm like, okay, I'm going to double take that. And guess what? I might read it again tomorrow. And here's what happens to me. I'll go back months and look at my journal. I'm like, wow, that was prescient in my life. And I didn't figure that out. It was revealed to me. I'm convinced this is a definite piece of what abiding in Jesus means. It's a dynamic hearing relationship, ongoing all the time. And I still will like kick myself. I'm like, why don't I do that throughout the day? I mean, why am I not conditioned now to that's my first question. Jesus, what do you want me to know about this in the moment? And just be ready to hear. You don't have to write it down, but just be ready to receive. Anyway, I'll just leave you with that as a something you might consider. It surprised me. Are you ready to sing, guys? We're going to do something really unusual for us today with the song. My dad's with me, and we're going to sing the Lord's Prayer. Okay, so here we go. Okay, Sower Nation, it's Monday, and I wonder, are any of you up for a challenge today? Because we got one, don't we, Dad?
We got a big one.
We're going to do something that may not be well advised, but that's never stopped us before. So we're going to go for it. Tell them what we're singing today.
The Lord's Prayer.
Yes. And this is like the Lord's Prayer, like, you know, Pavarotti sings the Lord's Prayer. And you're going to get the Gillette version. And it's number, what number?
441.
Of course, you know this song. It's the words of the Lord's Prayer right out of the Bible, right out of the mouth of Jesus. Now, this melody, you probably know it too. I hadn't heard it in a while, but we're gonna give it all we got. Are you ready? Let's just pray we pitch it right. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We did it, Dad. Fist bump. We did it.
Wasn't bad either.
How about that, Soar Nation? We did it. We sang the Lord's Prayer. Luciano Pavarotti, take that. Well, that was...
You know what?
What?
I don't know what I came over here in.
You got a ride. Mom brought you.
She did?
Mom gave you a ride and...
Yeah, because I didn't have... My truck... I just don't drive.
That's right. You don't drive anymore, and you don't need to drive because you know what? You got a chauffeur.
I sure do.
And
I just put a lot on her, though.
No, that's okay. She loves you. We all do. And
she does, but I just need to do more for her.
Well, we'll work on that. That's a good word to all of us. Well, gang, it's going to be a good Monday. Because we have just sang the Lord's Prayer, and I just have a feeling that I can hear already some of you going down the street, driving in your car, and you're going to be starting to hum it, and then you're just going to break out in song.
Yep.
And you're going to just look out over the landscape and say, "For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever."
Amen. And amen.
Amen. That's our prayer, isn't it?
Amen.
Well, it's time to transition from transformation to demonstration. Get your seeds. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
And I'm David Walt.
And we'll see you. Where are we going to see him?
On the field.
On the field.